sitting in the ministry, the question of Dirkus Harrison becomes very difficult. Because Gamal writes in Shuvah and Zion of the Bay that the Dirkus Harrison was a very long, elongated bracha, where it mentions the Yisr of Abraham and Achai, doesn't mention the Yisr of Abraham and Achai, but it mentions the Yisr of Arias, Hitzalan and Saruso, it mentions Chupah, and the question becomes, according to the Ran of Tidushas and Mitzvah, why was there not a classical bracha of Asher Kishanu, Benitzasav, Zibanu, Lekadish, Bonet, Ha'isha, or Al Mitzvah Tidushas? Finished, like Al Mitzvah Sulah, and Mitzvah Sukkah. According to the Rosh, we said the bracha of the Birkat Shemah falls off. But according to the Rambam, it's clear that he writes that it's the Birkat HaMitzvah. If it is the Birkat HaMitzvah, why on earth is it such a bizarre and puzzling mitzvah? That's the first question we ask. Number two, we had the Rivet Kasha. And the Rivet Kasha was, how can you say a bracha, according to the Rambam, the Birkat Harrison is said before the Kedushin? Maybe the woman will walk away, and therefore it'll be a bracha livatol. That was the cash we had of the Rivet on the Rambam. So we suggested that Shat to explain Shat and Shita the Rambam according to the Rosh. The Rosh of Mechadesh that there are two types of Birkat HaMitzvah. There's one type of Birkat HaMitzvah, the classical type of Birkat HaMitzvah, which is on a discrete act and action, like shaking a lulav, hearing a shofar, sitting in sukkah. That is the brach on an asiyas HaMitzvah. That's classical for act, that's number one, that's out. And then there is bet. There is number two. And that second track of Birkat HaMitzvah is not a brach on a discrete act, but rather a brach on a status change, where there's been an elevation of a status, where there's been a halos. And therefore the Rav suggested the following Kiddush. If you look in the Rabbi Yotam in Brachos, we said, Adap Samach Levei, if a person only has Tzulim Shel Rosh, the Rabbi Yotam writes, you say two Brachos, L'haniach and Al Mitzvah Tzulim. If you only have, let's say, you lost your Tzulim, so yeah, I got to do it. The Ragon asks, where have we ever found, you say two Brachos on one Mitzvah? All you had is Tzulim Shel Rosh. So the Rav said, this is exactly the shot. L'haniach is on the Mitzvah Mitzvah. Our mitzvah is on the status of having rearing. A what? A tzulah shorosh. Hashem wears tzulah shorosh, the Gemara says in Rosh. The Gemara says a person that puts tzulah on their head, even if you're the biggest rush in the world, after 12 months, any avayah you've done, you come out of Gehenna. The Gemara says the exception of someone who did not put tzulah on their head. Because the notion of putting tzulah on your head puts you in a certain status. That's what the Bagash Chassidim try to have people put on tzulah at least once in their lives. That's based on that Gemara. Now the Ran says the Gemara is talking about any mitzvah should do, Kriyas Madrig, a Muslim, not just tzulah. But the simple reading of that Gemara means tzulah. The Chabad seems to say if you don't put tzulah out on purpose even one day of your life, you're a Pochei Adarufa. But we said the Pashas in that Gemara is that it's dealing with not wearing it once in your life, but there's a notion of a status change. We said in Anim's Mirus, Kesher to feel in Herel Anuf. Hashem comes up with words to feel in. Kesher to feel in Herel Anuf. Therefore, the Rav explained that part of it in time because there are two brachas on tzulah. One is on the discrete act of Haniyah, and the other is on the status change of what Al Mitzvah Tzulah when you wear tzulah to Rosh. Based on this, we explain this is the shot why Mila the Rav said. Said there are two brachas. What are the two brachas? Al Hamila and Lachniso, the three social Avram Avinu. Because Al Hamila is on the action, and Lachniso is on the status change. He's no longer an Aurel anymore. And with this, we quoted the Re in Tyson and Sukkim on Chesem and Alf that says, when do you say Lachniso? What is there a bit of time when? You say it after the Mila. Because the status change has been completed. Therefore, what? You can say Lachniso, because the status change has been completed. And the Rabbi Yotam, the re-explains, because we're praising Hashem. So the simplest reading of that Rabbi Yotam, according to the Taz, is that it's a different what? Shema falls off. The Rav said no. According to the Tosfos Mishnah, Lachniso is this track two of the Birkat HaMitzvah, that there is a status change. And the slam dunk riot, we said, is at the end of that basis. He says, Tatum, I'll bring you a proof for that. And what's the proof? Dirk of what? Arison. Dirk of Arison, of course, at the time was said, according to Reed, was said after the collusion. Because the one said, what is the most appropriate time? When do we normally say Dirk of the Mitzvah? They are what? Over Latiosis, before you do the action. That's track A. Track B, though, when is the best of time? When you've completed the action. And therefore, the Jesus of Rabbeinu Tam, what do you say, Dirkus Arison, after the Kedushin. After the Kedushin. Because that's when the status change is completed. And that's why we said, let's get it. That's why we said that it comes out that when you do a Mila, if the father's doing his own Mila, he's doing his own son, he says, I'll kneel before you, also say, Lachmiso before, place the set of supper. Because you don't want to distinguish. It looks weird that one brachi says before, one brachi says afterwards. But if there's a moho, not the dad doing the Mila, he says, I'll kneel before, but the dad says Lachmiso afterwards. Just a technical point. And we took that a step further. The Rambam says, what kind? All Birkasim is. Whether it's track one or two, you always say it when? Beforehand. You always say it beforehand. And therefore, the Rambam writes that Birkas Arison is a Birkas HaMitzvah because Kedushin is a Mitzvah. And why is this Mitzvah so bizarre, David? Because we're trying to highlight the Chalos. This woman is mutter than me. She's not an Irma. There's a status change. She becomes an ancient Ish. That's why it's not a classical bracha. L'kadeshbo et ha'ishin. You have this whole long arishas to explain there's a status change in the woman. And that's why the bracha is said before, because the Rambam says, I can't distinguish in any type of Birkas HaMitzvah. Number one, either track one or track two is always done before. Even though it might be a more appropriate, we said that track two would be done afterwards, the Rambam makes a low proof. And why don't we say the Rambam compares Birkas HaMitzvah to? At this point as well, this whole Aleph, what do we say? Birkas what? Nemid. The Rambam is there, Aleph Allah Habez, and the prophet says, Kishayim, Shibabarka Al-Haniya, before you eat, because saying a prophet for you is a matir, it releases the Yisr Gezel, it releases the Yisr Gezel, the Yisr Mila, so too, it is chutzpah for you to confront Hashem, to do a mitzvah without saying a bracha. The bracha readies you to do the mitzvah. The Rav in the note of you said the beautiful Chassidish Shemini can say, Hini Mimuchu the Mezumah before you do a bracha and a mitzvah is not needed. The bracha itself should ready you. And that's the comparison between Birkas HaNenin, which is a matir, Birkas HaMitzvah is a matir as well. The only bracha, the only Birkas HaMitzvah, which is said after the action, we said was what according to the Rambam? Tfilas Ger. Because beforehand, he's a goy. He cannot say the bracha. I said, he's a matir. And more than that, we said, let's say by mistake you did the action, and you didn't say the bracha, can you say the bracha afterwards? Yes or no? What do we say? Or Zeruah says you can, Rambam says too late. The only exception is Birkas HaMitzvah, is Birkas Tfilas Ger. Memela, this answers how we explain the Rambam Shita as to why it is not a classical bracha, like how it's called the Isha, or it's because it's a track two that it's a bracha on the Chalos. How do we end up answering the second kasha, the Rivas kasha? So here we suggested two points. Firstly, let's say what the Shechter suggested, and then we'll say well, what we suggested is, okay? The first thing that we suggested was, let's get it from a Shechter, okay? Was that a person that washes their hands to eat a piece of bread and see the eye, and then you switch, you change your mind, and you're not hungry anymore. Is that a problem of the problem or not? The Richmond Kulin that food science says it's not. Because when I washed my hands, was I hungry? Yes. Did I plan on eating the bread? Yes. I plan on eating the bread. Therefore, at the time when I wash, it's not a what? It's not a problem of the cold. I changed my mind. At that time, it wasn't a problem at all. There was a whole rush in the door and the doctor was dying. That I'm a monstrous, trumous, and righteous. Can I go to a Chacham Avi and release it? Just like a matter, you can have a Chacham Avi. Jewish license. Can you go to Buckham and he'll revoke what you did? Yes. Jewish license. But the Rashad says, will you be a Buckham or Tola? He said, I've got a Jewish license. Won't it be a Buckham or Tola? What does it mean that the black government chooses? At the time when I was modest, I wanted the Jewish license. So that's what Shefa suggested to the Rambam who responded to Leibniz. Don't be worried about she walks away. She's in a wedding dress. She's under the kofa. Say a bracha. Good luck. Finish. It wouldn't have been a finish. It's not a bracha to follow. Because at the time he said the bracha, she's all weary and ready to go. That's what he suggested. We suggested it a little bit different. And that one, he thought it was a good shot too. It's based on the wrong mahalas thought. That the whole bracha is on a status change. If I would ask you how to describe the mitzvah of kedusha, if it's been adam l'chavero or been adam l'malka, what would you say? According to the Rav's theory, the mitzvah of kedusha, if it's been adam l'chavero or been adam l'malka, I would say been adam l'malka. We're describing a status change. It's not like stuff are you giving the ani the address of the mitzvah. There's a status change. If you would describe the mitzvah of kedusha as a status change, meaning being unremarkable, I'm not concerned with her backing out. Why does the Rosh Hashanah don't say a bracha on stalker? Because why? The only man that takes the stalker will be a bracha with all, because he's the address of the mitzvah. Stalker's been on a bracha very long. But kedusha is not that way. Kedushin is not that way. Therefore, in a Hananias, the woman would walk away. According to Arshad, maybe it would be a brachal at all. But I'm not worried about that. The only time I'm worried about it was when it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. When it's ben adam l'malkum, I'm not worried about it. This is what we want to add our own cage. Sammy, real quick, go ahead. Well, the Rambam said, yes, the Rambam writes, if the father's doing extra Rambam's bachniso, according to the Mishnah, is done between the Mila and the Priya. So until you've done the Priya, you're not yet finished. Okay. All right. That's number eight. Real quick, Sue.
Can I understand why? Obviously, because it's been out of the Makkah, why are we worried that she's going to leave?
Because if it's been out of the Makkah, well, then if he walks away, then there's no Mishnah. If it's been out of the Makkah, I'm not that concerned on a practical level. I understand it, but that's not my concern. We have a bracha, we have a mitzvah, and therefore I'm not concerned on a practical level because it's more of a binana momaka. What do you want me to suggest? Yeah, real quick, yeah. Okay, fine. That answers number eight. Number nine. What's the din regarding fear regarding forcing a man to get married? According to the Rambam, according to the Rosh. So here we pointed out from Rav Guzman that it's a nafkaminis bakeris, reverse. One would have said, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. Then there we have a mitzvah based in the mitzvah of forcing. According to the Rosh, it's only a hefshir mitzvah of through whom we can't force it. Lo and behold, you open up the farm. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis, in the abundance writes, you cannot coerce a man, you're not allowed to force a man to get married. Because we're afraid he's going to hate her, and he's going to divorce her, and it's going to be a terrible event and situation. However, the Rosh writes that since Kedushin is a hefshir of Ruvu, he writes, even though we have a means of elegance, we said, according to the Rosh and Suvis, the Rosh and Yevamos and the end of Perikaha Yevimto writes, we do force a man to get married to fulfill the mitzvah of Puru. And that's a kiddush, we said, because according to the Rosh, we have another way of fulfilling the mitzvah of having kids through a pre-leggish. Even though the Rosh and the Shuvah, we said, says that he's also the pre-leggish. But what I want you to point out is the Rambam writes, there is no fear. The Rosh writes, there is fear, but it's a nafkamina that comes out the opposite. So if you would have thought that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah were kofa, according to the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah, not kofa. No, it comes out by here. This is what Rav Guzman pointed out at the end of the Shulchan Torah in the Kuch Shishir. Alright, let us move on now. Shir Tuvah Katorah. Here's the din. We got to go by this time, okay? Here's the din of Mitzvah Bo Yoshim of Yishlucho set on all mitzvahs or not, and is the din on a Hechsher Mitzvah also? So on the Gemara Mitzvah Bo Yoshim of Yishlucho. From Rashi we said, Rashi comments on the Gemara. As I said, we go through all the Makaris inside and all your notes. Rashi says in your 06 the Gufo, go through and say like that everything, try to test inside. Gemara will be shown in your notes, okay? Rashi points out in your 06 the Gufo Mitzvah, Yosef Yisrael, but if you uptick the Gufo Mitzvah, the Kabbalah card says. When you're 06 the Gufo, you'll get more reward. From Rashi, we said, it's Mashma. That mitzvah or yosher shlucha is said by all mitzvahs. The Kabbalah card says he's talking about all mitzvahs. The Riyazakim writes exactly the same thing on the dot. That mitzvah or yosher shlucha is not limited to kedushin and Shabbos. It applies to all mitzvahs as well. This is the sheet of Rashi and the Riyazakim. And the Magen Avraham writes this. We said in Shacharachim and Reishman to cut an hour. However, you look in the Pitzvah Shuva. We said. In the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Lamanei, Sif Beis, Sif Kutten Beis, and Ibn Ezra. Pitzvei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Yad HaMelech. Remember, we looked at the Sefer, who found it for us? Who? Jonathan, you found it for us? In the Sefer Yad HaMelech, writes that Mitzvah Bo Yosef, Yeshuva, is limited only to Kedushin and Kavod Shabbos, as what our Gemara says. And we said they missed the Magen Avraham. That's expanded to all mitzvahs. So that's regarding the first part of the question. Clear that Rashi Riyazakim are going to apply to all mitzvahs. There is the Yad HaMelech we said that says not the way it's limited only to Kedushin and Kavod Shabbos. Is the din of mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho said on a Hikr mitzvah or is even said on a Hechshir mitzvah, which means a step or prerequisite needed to lead up to the mitzvah? So here, we suggested the following. Here we suggested that the pashtus of Kavod Shabbos is a hechsher mitzvah. It's hachana, it's preparation for Shabbos. It's hachana for Shabbos. So the pashtus is, we said, do you see that slam dunk, mitzvah bo yosher shulcha applies to what? A hechsher mitzvah as well. In fact, we said, what are other examples of hechsher mitzvah? Baking matzah, building a sukkah. We said in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Samach, Siv Beis, and Or HaChaim, the Mechaber quotes that the Rosh himself, rarely does the Mechaber quote a Rishon personally what he did. Mechaber writes the Rosh himself would bake his own matzahs. And the Magen Avraham points out, what's the Kiddush? Why did the Mechaber have to say that the Rosh was what? Rosh strived to do this, or the Rosh did this? Everyone holds this to Yosef Yishlucho. We said the Kiddush is that the Mechaber wanted to bring out that we say mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho even by a what? By a hechsher mitzvah. Excellent point. Even by a hechsher mitzvah. However, we said one could beg to differ on this right. Because if you look in Pirkei Avot and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam coins anything that you do on Friday is called Kavod Shabbos. Anything you do on Saturday or Friday night on Shabbos is called Onis Shabbos. And therefore the Rambam clearly writes to Rui that Kavod Shabbos is not a hechsher mitzvah, but what is it? A mitzvah in its own right. Kedushin is its own mitzvah, Kavod Shabbos is its own mitzvah. And therefore, according to the sheets of the Rambam, in fact, you have no proof to say that a mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho applies to hechsher mitzvah, because Kedushin and Shabbos are mitzvahs unto their own. Okay. And the last point on this, to answer this question completely, Chaim, you got me? Is the Nesiv in the Eimek HaSheila and Zosa Bracha that says a phenomenal Kiddush that mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho can be said on a hechsher mitzvah, but only on a hechsher mitzvah that is written in the Chumash. What are examples of that? Baking matzah, shmartim some matzahs, building the sukkah, the yechinu et hashiravu, preparing for Shabbos, chakas sukkas tazmacha, shmartim some matzahs, by kiddush kiyikach. A hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Chumash, that has importance and significance, Chaim, that you say mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho. If it's not written in the Chumash, then you don't say mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho. The Pshat being that it's written in the Chumash, obviously the Nitzvah is saying that it should be treated as what? As a chelik of the mitzvah. Remember we had pointed out at that time that the scripture told us that the rough iron was boring, that's how, when he came after 67, when they took his line to get a shear, and he gave a shear on this mitzvah, and the next thing he shared the rough said he never heard of this mitzvah. Implying that he thought it was, he didn't hear it, he thought it was law. So if you have to put out his law, did he go back on and have this mitzvah? So they were all aware of this mitzvah. So Rashid was defending what's going on. This is a tremendous Kiddush of the mitzvah, we said, regarding this thing. Biker. That answers number what? Number one. Number two. How do we explain in the Gemara the equation, Hashvah means equation? How do we explain the equation in the Gemara between Kedushin and Kavod Shabbos? Give them a halakh. The Gemara writes, Mitzvah bo yosem yivishlucho, like refined by Kedushin, and we compare that to Kavod Shabbos. Very bizarre equation we said in the Gemara. What was the Gemara driving at? So we said the following halakh, and let's get it. We said like this. We began with the Shabbos Yoyer's Kashin. Shabbos Yoyer asks, here are local quotes from the Sivan Reishnud, there's a local something they have to photo his partner. If a Tamachok is going to return a lost object that will embarrass him, he's partner. Something the Engel seek photo is partner. If Tamachok will embarrass him, a lost, will return a lost object will embarrass him, he's partner. We pointed out, can the Tamachokam be Machmir and still return the Asplah outside? And even Salzburg is covered. We said the Russian Bob Messiah said it's Usher, and the Rambam allows it. Machoikis Rambam Rush, can a Tamachokam be more Machmir on himself? So we said, the Kavish Yoyer asks that according to the sheets of the Rush, that Dukin Vayner before those other guys, how are these Amorim grilling the hair off the cow and salting the fish? These are completely outdoors. How could they do such a thing? Kashya of the Chavis Yor Lepidawash. Like the Chavis Yor, that as long as it's nicker, you're doing it with Shem Mitzvah Hashem, it is permissible. Like the Gemara says in Sudas and that Mizayim, that the Amorim danced and pranced the Shachalus to be Mitzameh Akos from the Kala. I, it's not the covenant. Sure, it's okay, because there's nicker they're doing the same. This is Hashem's fault. And therefore, we can say the same thing here. These Amorim, do you think these Amorim here, Rav Safra, every day of the week was grilling hair off the heads of cows or rubble assaulting fish? Of course not. They were doing it the same Kavod Shabbos, for the midst of Kavod Shabbos. I can't hear you. What? Oh, we'll get to that. How do you know? You don't know. He's returning a lost object, Michael. You don't know he's doing that. There's nothing descriptive that shows him. Okay, we'll get back to that. Oh, Viker, I'm just Mahalik, please. Then we quoted the Shark Scene. Remember, Dix was over the Great Guardian. Remember, they gave a share of the state pastor. I'm just Shark Scene. He was here to give a share of the title. Last 2 weeks, a great goal. The Chartzian, in the bottom of the page in Reish Nun, asks more than that. These were Gedolei HaDorchai. How are they Mavatel Torah? Just to grill the hair off the head, to salt the fish. What is the Gemara writing in Yoichon, Da Testament Aleph? That if you're learning Torah, and another person can do the mitzvah of it, do I have to stop learning? If someone can help the elderly lady with the groceries, do I have to stop my learning? No. If no one else can help her, I gotta stop my learning, help her, and no, I'm just come back to my learning. Here, if someone were family members, other people, tell me they could have done it for them. Why on earth did they do this, the Shardin asks? Please get this. The first answer he gives, and we embellish the first answer. The first answer he gives is the following. If the mitzvah is not incumbent on your goof, like the groceries, to help the elderly lady, then another person can do it. Another person can do it, let him do it, you'll stay in one. But if the mitzvah is such that it's mutal al goof, for your own personal goof to do it, then the halacha is that what? Mitzvah bo yotzer nivishlucho. That was the first answer of the shark team. Mikey, you got me?
Oh. Then we said to ourselves, we get it.
If it is a Mitzvah Shibagu,
then we'll get to it in the coming days when we get the Chazor with the Tzitzit.
So he says, Rid says, David, any Mitzvah Shibagu, does Shlichus work? Can I appoint the Shlichus to put Tzitzit on for me? No! The Tzitzit has to be on my body. Remember the Tzitzit Rid says that any Mitzvah Shibagu you cannot fulfill, or at least it shows. For our purposes now, we'll break that down when we get to that point. In the coming days, does it show? But on Mitzvah Shibagum, Samuel, there is no Shlichus. So what do we say? If Kovach Shabbos is in Mitzvah Shibagum that time, how do you read our Gemara? That's the question here. Number two, Kiddushin is when itself can be done through Shlichus. If Kovach Shabbos is in Mitzvah Shibagum, you can't appoint a Shlichus. Well, what's the comparison in the Gemara of Mitzvah Yosef and Mishluko? Kovach Shabbos, you can't do through Shlichus. How do you read the Gemara?
That we said from Rebbe Holman. Rebbe Holman said to Shem the Barachar Zeruah the following shot. And that is that there are two types of mitzvahs, Shevaguf. One type of mitzvah, Shevaguf, is considered to be a mitzvah that is what? On the Maisa. Meaning, Hanukkah's Tfilin. Kind, Hanukkah's Tfilin is a Maisa. I cannot be used to this tefillin by Michael putting on tefillin on his own arm. It's a mitzvah on his shoe, not on my shoe. Therefore, it doesn't lend itself to shlichus. However, Daniel, if the mitzvah is not mitzvah-oriented, but what? Tosha-oriented, result-oriented, then that type of mitzvah of the goof kind can be done through what? Can be done, in fact, through what? Through a shliach, but it's more of a mitzvah that what? That I do it myself. Memeo, that's how you read the Gemara. Kiddushin can be done through a shliach, and there's more of a mitzvah I do it myself. Kavod Shabbos can be done through a shliach. But I thought it was a mitzvah of a group, Michael. It's a mitzvah of a group of genre B, which is Tosah oriented. Just like what? Just like that notion of what? Of Kiddushin, in a sense, if it's all done, then she becomes what? She becomes the status of an Ishish. The nail of the Gemara is read very beautifully, and it fits very beautifully. So I want you to get that whole discussion, okay? Starting with the Chavis Yair, the Kasha about Ducking Lane's photo, how he answers it, and then the Kasha about how they can not learn, how can they stop learning, and the answer we gave to that. But then it was in Mitzvah Shibagu. How do you read the Gemara? And that's how we read the Gemara. I want you to get that whole mahalach. And just to finish it, please just get it. What was the Sharkian's second answer? This is where it gets us cold or cold. The whole shir was on what the second answer of the Sharkian was to the original Akasha. What was the original Akasha? How could they stop learning? What's the Sharkian's second answer? Kavod Shabbos Chamira. Something special about Kavod Shabbos. That they stop learning to do Kavod Shabbos. That's why. That's what the Shark Jesus. What is that second answer here? So you wanted to suggest like this based on the statement of Bar Yaakov. The nature of Kavod Shabbos is to schvitz. The more you schvitz, Michael, the more of a mitzvah it is. And who can schvitz? No one can spit for you except yourself. That's what the Sharkin means, that shiny Kavod Shabbos that Hamira. That's why they had to stop learning. And what was the Orion we gave to this? You remember, wasn't there Orion we gave? Rashi and Sanhedrin and Zion and Al. Chizkiyahu the Melech, the great Tzaddik. He was going to be the Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shir because he thought of Hashem. What did he do? He dragged the bones of his father, Achaz, Rosh HaKomer, through the streets. And he got dirty. And Rashi asked, Melech Shemachah, Kodo ain't Kodo Machol. A Melech can never be Machol on his cover. Only a parent, a Rebbe, not a Sanhedrin. Not a Melech. How could he do it? What's the answer, Rashi said? The more he got dirty, the more Kiddush Hashem it was. That was the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to get dirty. To the father of his father, because his father was a Rosh HaGomer. And he sits there on the apple of Yisrael. At the same thing when it comes to Shabbos. The more you spit, the more mitzvah it is. And that's what you've done. If you're learning better. That's the shock in the Shartrian, he said. And Michael, that's the answer to your question. How do you describe the mitzvah of Shavuot Aveda? The amount of schwitzing and perspiration I have when I return the lost object? No. How do you describe the mitzvah? The returning of the lost object. How do you describe the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? How much schwitzing I do. You follow me? Not just simply what? Not just simply that the fish is salted. The second answer, that was the first answer. The result, the second answer to Shartrian is, did you schwitz when you salted it? And you can only schwitz. No one else can schwitz for you. Oh, that answers number two. Okay, clarify. Real quick, Jonah.
How you can, like, push out if you, you
shift to get... No. Again, that's what, don't make that mistake. We said the same, that last point we just said was the Shartrian's second answer to his kasha, how the Amoraim stop learning. We only embellished the first answer the Shartrian to explain the equation in the Gemara. Second answer, not trying to explain the Gemara. We explained the Gemara based on the first answer of the Shartrian. Second answer of the Shartrian, the Shartrian felt the stress addressing the Kasha about what? How they were able to stop learning. We used the first answer of the Shartrian to explain the equation in the Gemara. That was our hidden stuff we suggested. And it's very crucial. Okay? Don't confuse it. I'm glad you asked me that. Good point. The second answer of the Shartrian is not addressing the Gemara. Second answer of the Shartrian was addressing his own Kasha, how did that Amoraim stop learning? Number three, let's go. What were the three mahalim that we had regarding the din of the mechanics, whether it's mechanics or nation, are of the din of mitzvah boyot and mishimah? And give kamenach in this. The same kamenach in this. The din. We said from the Sefer Avnei Shoyah, the first approach in mitzvah boyos and b'shlucho is that mitzvah should not be bezuyos to you. Mitzvah shouldn't be burdens and an embarrassment for you. And in fact, by appointing a shliach, we said, it's a burden to me. It's bezuyos to me. So the principle of mitzvah boyos and b'shlucho is that mitzvah should not be embarrassing to you or burdens to you. Like if more like a chumana on what's that? Hey, sign them out and Shabbos will kill out when you do teach you that time. That was to kick the dirt on the blood. You must have been a mitzvah. You do it with your hands. You do it neatly. It's a mitzvah. First approach. Second approach to mitzvah by Yosef Yisrael. And it's part of the mitzvah itself. The hands of the mitzvah itself. There are certain directives and shots. Like if you're more like the Makkah, to maskul the mitzvah, or remote more. I'm going to start the mitzvah, you should finish it. There are certain halachas mentioned in Shach recommendations of how to fulfill mitzvah. Mitzvah by Yosef Yisrael is the chayrik of the mitzvah that you should do it yourself rather than fulfill it through Rabbi and agent. That's the second approach. And thirdly, the third approach we said was that it was of the genre of Hidur mitzvah, Hidur mitzvah. There's a mandate of Sekhti Levi Behu. This is my God, and I will glorify him. This is the mucker of Hidden Mitzvah, the Gemara says. Rambam seems to say there's a different mucker out there from Mitzvah and Nidarecha, mucker by Garbomos. And therefore, Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho is a chalik, a subcategory of Hidden Mitzvah. Do the Mitzvah yourself, beautify it by you doing it yourself, rather through an agent. Three distinct approaches to our principle of Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. And we have many that for you. Number one, George Sameach writes, any mitzvah, George Sameach writes the following shish. Let's read George Sameach for now. Maybe we'll do it on Sunday. The difference, not per se, and not giving regarding the Shiloh. Number one, not to me. Kiddush. Is it better you say it yourself, or is it better that you say it for Rambam Hakras Melech? if you all like the first approach, that's the whole reason this is, but okay, so that shouldn't be embarrassing to you. Well, you're not doing it because it's embarrassing to you to have someone else do it for you. You're doing it because of what? For all about not yourself. You take the first approach, there is no mandate you have to take it as yourself. If, however, you say, like, the second or third approach, maybe one can what? Maybe one could argue you should say the Kiddush rather than what? Being yoked to the Kiddush through someone else. Number two, not Kiddush. Many are calling the Sechemid right if you pay a Shliach to do a mitzvah. There is no principle of mitzvah boyosha in the Mishluchot. Why? You take the first approach, it makes a lot of sense. The whole principle is because it shouldn't be embarrassing to you. If you're willing to shell out cash, obviously it's not embarrassing to you. You love the mitzvah, you're willing even to pay a guy for it. So the din of mitzvah boyosha will not apply. Don't like the second or third approach. Even when you pay a guy, still maybe mitzvah boyosha should apply. A third napkin meeting. Let's say you do part of the mitzvah yourself. Is that enough to fulfill the mandate of mitzvah boyosha and mishlucho? So we said again, if you hold like the first approach you gave up, yes! Because I did partial in mitzvah shod, it's not embarrassing to me. Whereas you hold like the second or third, maybe the mandate of the mitzvah is you finish the whole thing yourself, and to beautify it, you have to do the whole thing yourself as well. Okay, guys, that's on this, but the process is, you can hear that if you do some of it yourself, it's enough. You don't have to do all of it yourself if you hold like the first approach. A fourth napkin meaning, we said. Let's say a father's outside the tomb, and his son, Mila, is on Shabbos, Mila Bismano. Is he allowed to break the issues of Rabbanan of Kumin and walk to where his son is to do the Mila himself? Or should he do it through a Shliach? Do you say Mitzvah Boyosha Mishnuko? So we say, if you take the first approach, that the whole concept is that it shouldn't be what? Embarrassing to him. Well, obviously what? Here in this situation, this is what the Avnei Shoyam Paskins Redina. There's no concept of what? If he would make the Shliach to do the Mila in that case, it's not showing Bisayon. He can't come because of the Mitzvah of Kumin. So you hold with the first approach. Don't you go. Stay there. Let a Moel do it. Not a problem. However, Lamaisa, it is possible to say that if you hold like the second approach, which is what? That a favor to the Mitzvah, maybe, one could postulate that this would be Doka, the Issa, the Rabbanan of Kumin. Like we had, you remember what principle? Zrizi Makinu Mitzvah. Is it quicker to bring a knife to the baby the knife? It's quicker to bring the knife to the baby, get the needle done an hour earlier. Therefore, to hold at the second approach, maybe you would say, break the Issa, the Rabbanan of Kumin, and go ahead and fulfill this Mitzvah. Another opportunity, we said. Number five. The suffix of the Prima Gadol. I said this over. Remember we said rarely do you have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Rarely. This year we had the Prima Gadol as a suffix. Friday afternoon, that era of Shabbos, you cannot build a Sukkot. Also to build a structure. You have to get ready for Shabbos. So you have a choice of building the Sukkot through a Goy in era of Shabbos or doing it yourself on Sunday. Mitzvah boyosha mishlucho versus what? Mitzvah boyosha ayach mitzvah. What would you do? What would you do in this case? So it's possible to suggest, again, that if you hold the first approach, that mitzvah boyosha mishlucho then should be embarrassing to you, but in this case, right, it's not embarrassing to me. It's not a burden to me. I have to do what I can. So maybe what? You can build it through a boy, because the notion of embarrassment doesn't apply here. But if you hold like the second approach or the third approach, maybe it's better you wait till Sunday so that you should do it yourself regarding this din. And lastly, the sixth napkin is the shayla of the Emek HaShayla. What was Emek HaShayla? Any hesh or mitzvah written in the Chumash, you say what? Mitzvah bar yosef v'shlucho.
any extra mitzvah where you're not bringing the chumash, you don't apply the principle. The hechsher mitzvah is in the chumash. If you hold like the first approach, there's no reason to be mechalitzin ikker mitzvah and a hechsher mitzvah. What's the difference? You don't want it to be embarrassing to you, right? So if you hold like the what? The first approach you can apply to a mitzvah and a hechsher mitzvah. If you hold like the second or third approach, which is part of the mitzvah, maybe only if it's the mitzvah itself, you apply the principle of mitzvah leyoshu. The mandate to beautify mitzvahs is only the mitzvah itself, not the hechsher, and that would be the sixth option. This was the model we had in the mechanics of mitzvah leyoshu. One last try to answer this question completely. We have the stunning finish of Rav Joseph Engel, the shame the tshuvas al ashpul. Remember this, Michael? You're mekadesh a woman through a shliach already. Avi, you're mekadesh a woman through a shliach already. What does Mitzvah B'yosh Kisuko tell me? Do it again yourself! Do it again yourself! And you can even say it with a bracha. You follow me, Daniel? That's an amazing, amazing shliach, mamish. You have to get 360. The 360 song. You can mamish that, it was already done, already do it again with a bracha. Because he quoted a Rashi that said, Hektik Ilui. There was a shepherd that was mastic of animals according to Pesach for the owner. He did it on his behalf, nice guy. But there's a mitzvah you do it yourself to bestow the kedusha on the animal. Rashi said, do it again yourself. Hektik Ilui. Elevation of Kedusha. He says the same principle here by mitzvah for Yosher Mibish Lucho. Phenomenal kiddush. Get that point as well. That remains a famous. Okay? And then, Lamaisa, then one more point on this. There's a mitzvah for a father to marry off his son. Sure. There's a mitzvah for a father to marry off his son. Okay? That mitzvah, please get this. Does that beat out the principle of what? You mirroring yourself. Does mitzvah boyotu mishluko beat out the fact, let's say your father will be the shliach copy. Does the mitzvah boyotu mishluko tell me I should do it myself? Does that beat out the fact that your father is a mitzvah not? He ended up with a suffix. The Yosef Engel. The Tanli Sabin. Interesting stuff that he said. Regarding Mitzvah Boyosim and Yisroel. Okay? Alright, that rounds up that question. Real quickly, Jeremy, go ahead, real quick. Could be, yeah, we did say that. Could be that Mila was a special din, and but that was assuming that Yeh was the second approach. Okay. Leiter. Number four, let's go. What did we say on the din v'hafta l'reach ha'kamocha? What was the kasher of Jason Engel? I didn't write what's the answer, but we're getting that's part of the question. Okay. What does the Gemara say? If you marry a woman without seeing her, you might become not be attracted to her, be disgusted with her, and end up actually hating her. Says this place is Riyadokin. Ma'yitna'eha. Get that down, and it'll be a breach of the Haftal Re'ah HaKamoth. If Yosef Engel asked, why did the Gemara quote the law of Otisna Achicha Bil Bavecha? You can't hate your brother in your heart. Why did the Gemara quote the Haftal Re'ah HaKamoth? He left it as a kasha. We answered, who says you're going to actually hate her like the place is Riyadokin? There'll just be a lack of love. That was the answer we gave from the Sefer Yitzhak Brahman. Okay? That was the answer we gave from the Sefer Yitzhak Brahman. However, we said that if you look in the Tosefta, it says if you marry a woman that you didn't see her over five lavin, one of those is Afarek. Come up, and we said, why on earth is Afarek? Come on, call the lot. Not a lot, it's an Etna. Oh. But nonetheless, to answer this question fully, we said, the Ramban's approach to Bapurek Kamoko was what? You should want to do for your friend more than would be what?
better than would be for yourself. It's a very maximalistic view, an approach to life, that you should want things better, Sandy, for the other guy, even better for yourself. However, if you do a Sirat Kvalit, if you do an examination of shots, where the Gemara, not through the computer, Michael, not through the computer, through the Amelius, as we did, right? Right, so very nice, he offered, let's look in the computer, I said, we have to do Amelius, let's go through. You do a Sirat Kvalit, an examination in shots, of the usage of Haftalah Kamoka, it's a very minimalistic approach, very defined and specific to the case at hand. Let's get them, please. The Gemara in Subis, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, the punishment of Herod, the death penalty of murder is Herod. You cut the guy's head off. The Gemara says, why don't you use a hatchet and do it from the back of his neck? Mul Orit, use a kopitz, a hatchet, and the back of his head when you do hair. Why don't we? We do that by the Egla Rufa, by the cow, by the calf, the Egla Rufa. You know when a corpse is fine between two cities? We use a hatchet and Mul Orit. Why don't you do the same by hair? Gemara says, Hapsavreacha Kamoha. Borlo Misa Yafet. Choose for him a good death. We said, that's an amazing thing. Hapsavreacha Kamoha is a din to tell how you execute a guy? Kiddush Nifla. There is specific defined, meaning if you have a case at hand, do the best with the case you can. Next tomorrow. Gemara Mesukim Ayin Hamad Aleph. What's the din of a Bas Kohen that's married as Mezana? What punishment does she get? Sleipa. She swallows molten lead. The Gemara asks, why don't you just burn, why do you molten lead? Her body remains intact, but her neshama is burnt. The Gemara says, why don't you just boil water on her body? Her body will remain intact, and her neshama will die. The Gemara says, Gemara in Satan, on Chesimus base, right, when we stone a woman, when we give Sila for Shul Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, the woman is stoned. Stoning is a big thing to stone. People think you throw the stones. No. You push the person off the cliff, and then if they're not dead, you throw the stones. Most of the time, they're dead. If a woman has to be stoned, she is stoned with her clothes on. And the Gemara says, well, why don't you embarrass her like you do to a Sota? You spread her hair out. You embarrass her. Why don't we humiliate the woman that's going to be stoned? The Gemara says, I have to still have a moment. You are welcome to see Gemara in Bobikamid, Nun Aleph from an Aleph, right? How high is the place where you push the person off of Skila? That's the height of three men. That's the height of the person will die instantly, won't feel any pain. Why, the Gemara says? Warlo Misa Yosef. Bastomre, come on. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then Haman Alves, like the Gemara in Sota, referencing what? He stoned the woman with the button. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dr. Bays, and so you don't do Herod with the hatchet. The same thing as the Gemara, Gemara in Bays, and Bays, is the same thing as the Gemara where? Regarding the hatchet. What do we say? In Suvis, and that what? Ramad Zayin of Al. That is correct. And then there's one more Gemara. The Gemara needed on top of Zion, where the Gemara said that it's also to have Tasha Shamita with your wife during the day, because you might see something that is unattractive to you, and you might not want to be attracted to her, and you might be Melgarish. And therefore, we find that the Kiddush of Haftarah to come up is such bad that it's a minimalistic approach, not time. Minimalistic. You have a case, you have to deal with it and make the best out of the case you can. You follow me? That's exactly what's happening here. You marry a woman without seeing her, you'll be unattracted to her, and you'll make her life miserable by divorcing her. This is the finish of the Haskalah Kabbalah, which we said is very kind of flies in the face of the Ramban, which the Ramban is a general maximalistic approach that do better for your friends than for yourself. Here, the Gemara and Shas constricts and defines you on a case. You got to do with it, make the best out of it you can. And Rabbi Yosef Engel's caption was, why does the symbol just not be the little Zelka? He's the wrong answers, because you said you're going to hate her, it'll be a lack of love. But we did point out the century has nothing to be to end, and you'll hate her. Michael. Five. Let's go. Gemara says, what do we say on the din of Tavla Mesu, Tavla Mesu Tandu, Mila Mesu Armlo? I spelled it wrong. It's a base, and said it should be something Mila Mesu Armlo. Mila Mesa, and it's a top and a base. You fix that in your question. How did that come up in the Gemara? Gemara says that what? A woman won't see her husband. What's the big deal? Tazu Mesa Tazu, Mila Mesa Barmu. What's the difference? She'd rather be married than be single. We said that Rejector told us that there was a law that in the 50s said that this clause does not apply nowadays. Social order has changed. And we said the world is very upset at this rabbi. Very upset. And he said, how can you say that a thing mentioned in the Gemara doesn't apply nowadays? How do you know that? More than that, we said we proved from Shulchan Aruch that the din still applies. What were the dinim? We said that we proved that it still applies. Number one, we said that a woman, when she collects her tshuva, if her husband dies or divorces her, collects the worst type of real estate, the bonus. Why? She's happy, she's married. It doesn't bother her that she gets the lowest level. So, you got it? Number one, she's bonus, she gets the worst quality of real estate. She's happy, she's just married. Number two, let's say there's a couple quarreling and fighting. Hamazaka get me saw you there. Normally deliver a get to the child, a woman has to get it herself or her shliach. Let's say a guy says, you know, I know you, Mrs. X, is miserable. You fight all day with your husband. Let's write up a get, and the woman's in another city, this woman, and he'll accept the get on her behalf. Mizakim get. It's a schus. Normally a get is cold. But here we dug up a case where it's a schus. It's a good thing for her. Is that good or not? The Gemara says in the bonus, the favorites are kuf yudet, that it is not good. Mizakim get, Yisrael Yaakar, it'll get until the get gets in her hand. Hi, you might say it's a schus. No, it's never a schus. Because Tavla Mesa Tandu makes a time with it. She'd rather be married than be single, even if she's always arguing with this guy. Third day, the Gemara of Subis on Ayin Hamanav, I want you to get this. You fellows are asking this. Maybe let's get it clear. If a man is Mekadish a woman, on condition that he has no blemishes. This is the case. Some guys are asking in favor. Okay, this is the case. They get married and he has blemishes. He goes to the doctor and the doctor gets rid of the blemishes. What's the deal? It's a good kedushin. Because the woman is less meticulous about the man. She'd rather be married. In the reverse case, if a man is mechanic to a woman on condition she has no blemishes, even if she would go to the doctor and get rid of the blemishes, it's not a good kedushin because he is more meticulous about her than she about him because of time and nature tandu and nature tandu. And the last thing, number four, this is our Gos Mamonios, in the end of Hilchos Ishus. The Ramah is in Ibn Ezer, Simon Kuf Nun Dalit. What's this? Simon Kuf Nun Dalit, what's this, was it? I had it written down earlier. In Ibn Ezer, Simon Kuf Nun Dalit. I have to find the Sif. Oh, Sif Hey. Kuf Nun Dalit, I want you to get this. Kuf Nun Dalit Sif Hey. No, Sif Aleph, rather. Sif Aleph.
if a woman is married to a Mubar, a Russia, to force the man to divorce her, she's a seductress. What's the deal? No. She'd rather be married than single. And the last thing is the Mechaber Shimon Kufnem to say, even if a couple is arguing, similar to the second one, is it getting that case a chol, or is it a schus? The Gemara Paschins in Yavamas, it's a what? The Gemara Paschins in Yavamas is a chol, because she'd rather be married than single. And therefore, you can only give a get when you deliver it to her hand or to her shliach. You can't say, oh, you're representing her without her being appointed. And at Shuba, in a marriage, what happens? And at Shuba, in a marriage, what happens? The husband, the Rav, represents the Kalif. And when they do the kinyan, she doesn't need to be appointed. Talking about a Shlomo Kono. They have to go to the Kalif, and the Rav has to go to the Kalif, and they ask the Kalif to appoint him. Self understood, talking about a Shlomo Kono. This answer is number one, number five. You have quick there. I understand, but it's not considered to be a breach as it's not, because since it was healed, it's like there was no blemish. That's the shot. It's not considered, it's considered to be, she's so happy she's married, as long as she's rid of the blemish, it's not a problem. Biker, real quick, let's do five, let's do six, and then we'll pick it up on Sunday, okay? I would have to move quicker, so let's move quicker. Please continue the Kaddish start. Six. What do we say in the Din of Pisos Tana? Please get it. The father has the ability to marry off his young daughter. Tana is up to the age of 12. Anara up to the age of 12 and a half. Bulgaria is after 12 and a half. Father can marry off his Tana or his Nara. He has the power to do this. However, the Gemara comments, it is usher to do it. Usher l'adam, she tried to just keep the kashis tana until she gets older. Let it give it. He has the power to do it, but it's usher. We always stress the isher does not what? Prevent it from working, right? The isher doesn't prevent it from working. It's not. We pointed out the following. Let's get it. According to Rashi, according to Taisvis, and according to the Rambam, this is not an Isser Gomer. It's an Eitz Tova. Rashi on the Mishnah said it's not Uruch Ara. We were Madaik, it's just Derech Eretz not to do. Just not Derech Eretz to do. The Rambam says it's not Ra'uri. Same type of Svarma. And what did Taisus say in Dibramat to Usul Adam? That during the 1200s, they would do it all the time during the Baal HaTeis. Because if you had money on you, you'd want to marry off your young daughter because the dowry was a kush of a tzach. You don't know what's going to be in 3 years. Maybe you'll lose your whole fortune. So Tosus could never say they did that in the 1200s if it wasn't in the Gomer. So obviously Tosus understood, like Rashi places in the Rambam, like Rashi and Rambam, that it was not in the Gomer, that Tosus says what he says. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, we said, truth of the matter is, we said upon this din about Bito Bekatnuso, please get this, and then we got to go to Chumash. There's a bit of a difficulty. Rock, places, rocks, the risk of Rabada. Why is there a problem to marry off your young daughter? Why? Hava Mesa. She'll be happy she's married. Places, rascal, ripple, they all ask this question. Places, we are talking as well. Places, rascal, the ripple answer by saying, a katana is different. A katana is different. We're afraid when she gets older, she will what? She'll hate the guy. But Mashba is zealous because when you're a katana, you're easily convinced. We also added on, maybe she'll feel like she never had a choice, and therefore she'll always hate the fellow. She's not
mature enough to appreciate that notion that she's lucky and she's married. Therefore, we said, we get it. Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ritva say, Tavla Mesa will not apply to Tana because of the scars we just said. She feels like she didn't have a choice, she was easily convinced, she'll always grow up hating and she'll never be able to change, and she never will be able to make that switch to the notion of Tavla Mesa because of the beginning of the relationship she always hated the guy. Tosfos, Rosh, but Ritva. We said a stunning kiddush. That was, if you look in the Tosfos Riyazokei, he says the shame, the rising, a different answer. What's the answer, Michael? What's the answer? The whole difference is whether what? She does it herself or someone else does it for her. If someone else does it for her, Avi, even if someone does it for herself, even when she's a gedola, it's usher. The difference, according to the Rivet, is if she does it herself, it's fine. If someone else does it for her, meaning when she's a gedola, when she's what? A Nara 12, it's still usher. That was the amazing Nakshamini we said. According to Rashi, places in the Ritva, according to Rashi, once she's a gedola, there is no iser because Tavla Mesa applies from the time she's a Nara. The places we have talking to the Rive said no. Places we have talking to the Rive said no. That when she's a gedola, even when she's 12, if the father does it, it's still iser. It's all an issue of whether she does it herself or someone else does it for her. She does it herself, it's fine, of course. Someone else does it for her, though, would be an issue. And we said this hinged upon, when the Gemara says, please get it, you need her to say to you, Abba, I want to marry that fellow. Is that dafka or lav dafka? So the Miri says, the favors, it's lav dafka. You don't need her to verbalize that to her father when she's a gedola. She's obviously saying to her father, she's acquiescing to this marriage. She wants that marriage. That's the difference between Tana and what Nara. This statement doesn't have to actually be said by her. It's not Dabka, the Miri said. That's how the place is around the Ritma. But how do we say this? The rival words? The rival word, it's Mamish Pitabka. When she's a Gdola, you can't marry her off unless you have specific permission from her. We wanted to say a Yiddish Nifluh that the place we have Dr. Shin Rabbit learns the Gemara that Dabka, she must give that directive. If you do it without her directive, you are over in Israel. That was the Yiddish we were Makanish in the din of what? Pito Tana. That answers number six. Let's go to Rosh. We'll pick it up on Sunday for number seven. Okay. Sunday so given the color of your region, we should be able to start here on time. There you should. Okay. Let us begin Chumash. There's a very powerful Ramban in the Parsha. All the Rambans are powerful. And I remember when Mayor Schlesinger, the Shiva, former father of the Shalabim, once said this to us when I was in the Shalabim, my first year after high school. One of the fellow's father died during the year, middle of the year. It was a sudden, he had a heart attack, he was very well, and he passed away. And I remember Schlesinger had to wake him up and give him the news. And I remember him telling us that what he told this friend of mine was the following. This Ramban. The Akedah Yitzchak was in the soil. Elohim Nisa. What is in the soil? The Ramban writes, Hashem only gives in the soil to someone that can pass in the soil with flying colors. The point of in the soil is to take the potential out of a person and actualize it. If you don't have in the soil, that cannot happen. And therefore, there was a need to have this test. You needed the test to actualize his potential. And that was to be Eved Hashem ad Hasof. Avram's nature was a Baal Chesed. What's the difference between a person that's a Baal Rachamim and a Baal Chesed? What's the difference? The Kibbutz Achronim say the difference is a Baal Rachamim. You need a God, you need help, you have Rachmanis. A Baal Chesed runs after it, finds the guy. Avram Avinu went to all directions of the oil to find someone to help. He did it himself. Lo Yedei Shliach. Avram's nature was he was a Baal Chesed. He was kind. He was a good to his children. He was a good person. Hashem said, are you willing to do something that will negate your whole personality? Are you willing to slaughter your own son? Can you be that Eved Hashem? Or is it just a coincidence that you're a good guy? There's the going on the function of Taya Dati, Kiyereo Kimata. Now I know Hashem says, you did everything for me. You're a good person, you're a kind person, but you're willing to actually want to face your whole personality by slaughtering your own son. And the Drush Saran writes in the Drush Shishi that if Avram Avinu wouldn't have passed the test, there would have been no punishment. It was a reshus. It was not a tzibui, like Rashi seems to learn. Rashi seems to learn, you look in the parsha, that it was a tzibui. The Drush Saran writes, no, it was a reshus. But sometimes things that are reshus is the ultimate test to actualize your potential. And therefore, Avram Avinu takes Esau with Eshkol. Anir, they gave him wrong Esau. Eshkol said, I'm sorry, Mamre. Anir and Eshkol gave him bad Esau. They said, don't go through the deal. Mamre said, you do it yourself. There's no way you're going to get other people to do it unless you do it yourself. Avram Avinu was proactive in everything he did. Proactive in becoming the Eved Hashem. Even when something was one of Rishus, he was proactive. And we have to realize that for us to internalize myself as simple one is that we have to be proactive when it comes to our bonus Hashem. And many times the Yonos come about your way and you don't even realize that it's Yonos. You don't even come to the fold to take the Nisayon. We have to look for the, we don't have to ask for the Yonos. We don't ask for this Yonos. The words in the Sanhedrin, David HaMelech said to Hashem, why don't you say it with King David and Shimon Esrei? Bothered it. Hashem said, because they all attacked this Yonos. So David HaMelech said, give me an Israel. He was given by Hashem and he failed. We don't look for this Yonos. But if you have one, you have to actualize your potential. And the Yonos is only given to you if you have the potential for what? Passion and be much clear with it. And sometimes you don't even see in the sun clearing you right in the face. That's something you have to look at and think about. Doing Avodas Hashem in mitzvahs is something that was, and I'm sharing this as well. We have to rise to the occasion. Right? They always say, look for the guy that looks for the ball in the last 2 minutes, right? Not running from the ball. You want the ball. You want to step up to the plate in the end of the game. You want to be able to take your team on the last 2 minute drive. Right? You look for the ball at the end of the game. When you go through Kodesh and Avodas Hashem in life, you have to look for opportunities to propel yourself and create those opportunities. Because Hashem asks you not why you work like most of the things. And I may have asked, why won't you like yourself? You have to try to do that. I heard from the Rosh Chodesh say a beautiful shot. We're all familiar with Hashem took a shvua that he would not bring a flood on the world. Or I shouldn't say a flood, he wouldn't destroy the world. There are 2 days in the Alpha Shimoni on this parsha. Yalka Shimoni says, with Sidon, in our parsha, Hashem was either going to willing, one day it says he's going to destroy only the Medina of Saddam. Another day it says he's going to destroy the whole world because of just Saddam. And the catches, according to that second day, he was going to destroy the whole world because of Saddam. But didn't he take a shvuah not to destroy the whole world? What's the answer? He took the shvuah not to destroy the world with what? With water. Not through fire. Right? He took the shvuah not to destroy with water, but not fire. That's why it wasn't a breach according to that day in the Yalkut, that he was going to destroy the whole world because of stone. It's not a breach, because this would have done with ace, not with fire. Let me ask you, Mr. Roshka, who asked. It's a joke. Shem took the shvuah not to destroy the world with water. Who cares? Still going to get destroyed. What's the shot? The strong cash, I never thought about it. But the Keshet symbolizes Hashem won't destroy the world with water. Who cares? So Hashem will destroy it another way. What might not give meaning? He said, that's very powerful. What are shot? The world was destroyed once with water. Once something is destroyed once, and we find this. Let's say you take something, take it apart, put it back together. Since it was built together once, it's much easier to put it back together. The Rosh Hashanah, remember we mentioned this Rosh Hashanah after Nebuchadnezzar Shabbos? We don't hold like it, but he says, there's no day to the vishal after vishal by mind. Because once you cook the water, it's already been cooked. There's a physical change in it that you cannot what? Regain, in a sense. It's been changed. Because Hashem destroyed the world with water once, that means it was out the Shavuah, he could have destroyed the world again, a second time with water, with even less amount of Averus that were needed from before. Because the world was once destroyed with Mayim. You follow me? Therefore, with less Averus, Hashem could destroy the world. Therefore, it takes the Shavuah. And he won't destroy it with water. Because you'll need that same degree of Averus if God forbid that Hashem would create the world. That was the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the connection is with actualizing your potential is that Hashem wants us to do that. He's giving us that chance. He won't destroy the world with water. Which would mean, if you needed 100 Averus for the world to be destroyed with water originally, it would have only needed 50 Averus. Hashem won't do that. Because he wants us to what? Actualize our potential. He's giving us time. The Mishnah Yisharim says the whole notion of Midas HaRachamim is to give us time to do tshuva. If the world is run on Midas, then we'd be destroyed in a second. Midas HaRachamim gives us time. That time goes quick. We have to find ways to actualize our potential in Avodas Hashem. I give Tafyonina 4 days a week. Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm even confused on the order. Right? I said Monday, Friday, Saturday, so it's been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? I sometimes have to get up. I have to get up, it's like real early. Sometimes 4 a.m. I have to get up. I said to my wife, this is crazy. I'm getting up at 4 a.m. It's like impossible. I can never get up. How is it shire? How was it shire? This was an opportunity. An opportunity to be augment more Torah Hashem in my life. The reason why I do it, and I'll tell you the truth, is because of the Koyach HaBusha. There are fellows that get up that early, 5:30 a.m. for Dafyomi. Guys that work hard, guys that have families, they get up 5:30 a.m. They have careers not in Torah Hashem. I have a career in Torah Hashem, and there it's a busha. They can get up before me. The Koyach HaBusha. Every Mida in the world, the Busha. If I can't be there, they can't. Shabusha. Every meter you can use to try to actualize a potential. That's really the only reason that I could think of. Declare the Shabusha. We have to think about these things. We have to think about these things. Again, I always say, these years go fast, but it's the training ground for you to actualize your potential. Maybe it's a training ground. Maybe the reason why I was able to do this and Ben Shem should be able to continue with Mayanara, maybe, is because I was also could have done more, but maybe I used to study with the fellow. There used to be a lot of Iranian Yidden when I was in YU in college. I used to help them for the chance at kindness. You never know what you get on these years of actualizing potential, how that will what bolster you in the future. You don't know, only Hashem knows. But this is the time. You have to take the Nishonos, realize that this is the Nishonos, and pass them. Because Hashem only gives them to you because you can pass them. So Bez Hashem, this few weeks we have Chazrim now. A lot of fellows I saw yesterday, very proud of the afternoon shade. I don't know where you were in your classes, but I'm not asking those questions. You were in the Beis Medrash start. Guys, you call me. This opportunity to chop all the three boxes. Okay? These next few weeks that we're gathering. And that is able to want, again, an example of actualizing potential. Okay, Chazrim, Rebbe Shabbos, and we'll see you from 7.